Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
This is a quotation that I had forgotten about for quite some time and only recently rediscovered, reread. And given the experiences of life and the people that I have been blessed to speak with over the years since I last heard this quotation, reading it again was especially potent for me. And the quotation is simply this. St. John says, "Let us charge into the good fight with joy and love, without being afraid of our enemies. Though unseen themselves, they can look at the face of our soul, and if they see it altered by fear, they take up arms against it all the more fiercely. For the cunning creatures have observed that we are scared, so they take up arms against us courageously. But no one will fight with a resolute fighter." My brothers and sisters, the life of so many people in our modern world is one characterized precisely in this way. A life filled with fear. The world sees, we see, just what St. John says the demons see, that we are scared. And we live in a world that fosters this fear rather than tries to console it. We are constantly told that there are threats all around us, physical as well as moral. We are told that we are under attack from outside forces, that we are under attack from within, that the world we know is ending, that the comforts of the world are passing, that the world itself is falling to pieces. And though I do not wish to deny the reality behind any of these things, for surely in the world around us there are many things which are fearful and frightening and terrible, and the world is in many ways a place with a lack of safety, a place with a lack of what is right, a place that is disintegrating and falling apart, both at the physical as well as the moral and spiritual level. But the Christian must look at this reality with a unique perspective, because from our vantage point, the vantage point of Christ, of the cross, of the resurrection, seeing the world through the lens of these divine realities, we see that it has always been like this, since the very moment that our sin disfigured the harmony of creation. Since that moment when our sin bent and broke and disfigured that which God had made so beautiful, the world has always been in rebellion. There has always been apostasy. There has always been tragedy. There has always been the immoral. This is not because this is the way the world ought to be, but because this is how we, through our sin, have made it. And yet, that message, which might seem so discouraging, so depressing, if that were all that we could say, that message is hopeful, because the very perspective that enables us to see this is the perspective that shows us how that world is overcome, made new, made whole through Jesus Christ. Our faith as Orthodox Christians is that God in Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has offered himself, in the words of our Divine Liturgy, for the life of the world, and in this way redeems it, overcomes it, defeats it. Indeed, what could be more frightening, more fearful than death, the cessation of life? And yet we cry triumphantly during the whole of Paschal tide. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death. That which is most fearful in all of this disfigured creation need no longer be feared. And yet we are afraid. The demons look at us, says St. John. They look at the face of our soul, and they observe that we are scared. And so often, as we speak to our fellow brothers and sisters, we see this fear. We are afraid not only of the outside forces of the world, but perhaps more potently still, we are afraid of our own spiritual state. Have I fallen so far that it is impossible for me to be lifted up again? Have I fallen so often that God will turn his back on me? Is my sin so great that there is no longer any hope? Is my desire for repentance, for change, for life, is it outweighed by the fact that I continually turn back into my sin, that I seem unable to escape my habits and the darkness of my life? These are the fears that fill the hearts of Christian people, and any priest who has spent any time, even only a tiny amount of time, hearing confessions, knows the depth of these fears in the heart of so many Christian people. So, let us hear the words of St. John Climacus, spoken so many centuries ago, yet he could be speaking today in the 21st century to any one of us. Let us charge into the good fight with joy and love, he says, without being afraid of our enemies. No one will fight a resolute fighter. Let us remember that there is nothing the demons, the devil, nothing that is desired more of the Christian than that he be afraid, and that that fear cripple him and stint him, so that instead of charging into the battle, into the good fight with joy and with love, as St. John exhorts us, we step timidly into the arena, already half believing that the fight is over and is against us. When we do that, we enter in crippled, impotent, unable to do anything. And yet death has been destroyed. Is there any sin in all of creation that is able to bind us to anything more ferocious than death? Christ has defeated all the powers of darkness, and he lives in the heart of the Christian person. His Holy Spirit dwells in that heart through baptism, through chrismation. We have within us a force that cannot be conquered. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of the world and all of its tragedies. Do not be afraid that your sin is too great, that your repentance is too weak, that your habits are too ingrained. Do not be afraid. God is with us to help us, to guide us into a new life, and to overcome these things, not by our strength, which is weak and feeble, but by his own. Let us not be scared, but strong. As the holy prophet Isaiah once said, "Be bold and strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee." So let us heed the words of our Father among the saints, St. John of Sinai. Let us charge into the good fight of our spiritual repentance with joy and love and confidence, without being afraid of our enemies, even if our strongest enemy is ourself. Let us know that Christ will help us, because he desires the repentance of the sinner, and he rejoices when each of us, through humility, by his power, is able to find the newness of eternal life.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.